Yes, the great 2026 wealth transfer has already started. And frankly, here is who is getting wiped out. That's what we're going to talk about today. A $124 trillion wealth transfer is happening right now. And if you're a regular, hardworking American, you're on the losing end of it. Bank of America just released a new study this week confirming what I've been warning you about for years. So the greatest transfer of wealth in human history is already underway. It's time to pay attention to what's happening because most people still don't see this trap. This isn't some future event. This isn't something that's going to happen in 2040 or 2050. It's happening right now as you're watching this video. And the sad news is the people getting wiped out are the ones who followed the rules. And there are three forces converging right now in 2026 that are accelerating this wealth transfer. When you understand how they all work together, you're going to see exactly who's getting wiped out and why. So force number one is the dollar right now is losing its grip. Now, I have entire videos you can check out how to learn more about this, but there is a brief, here's just like a brief rundown for you. BRICS nations, Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa are actively building an alternative payment system right now. This month, they laid the groundwork for a shared digital currency network, right? All of that is rolling out as we speak, and this is all designed to bypass the U.S. dollar and the SWIFT system, which settles transactions. All of that entirely will be left behind. India is chairing the 2026 BRICS meetings, is expected to propose an independent BRICS pay system with no ties to the U.S. dollar whatsoever. Now, over the past couple of weeks, with the Iran war and things that have been happening there, the U.S. dollar has seen a little bit of an increase, about like 2-3% increase. And I spoke to economist Peter Schiff about that, and he said this is really a minor movement for the U.S. dollar and temporary because of the massive debt that we're sitting on right now. So you might see some headlines, the dollar soars. That didn't really soar at all. So what does this mean for you? Well, when the world starts trading oil, commodities, and goods without dollars, demand for the U.S. dollar drops. And when demand drops, the value of every dollar in your wallet, your savings account, your 401k, all of it goes down. So the money you've been saving is actively being diluted right now. Force number two, the housing market is frozen. As of this month, the 30-year mortgage rate still sits at 6.4%, according to Freddie Mac. And Raymond James just called the 2026 housing market frozen, not broken. Nearly 6% of all homes listed for sale in America were pulled off the market because nobody can afford to buy at these rates. So they had them on the market. They just said, well, we're just not going to sell right now. So they called up their realtor and said, take it off the market. Homeowners with 3% mortgages can't sell without losing their rate. Buyers can't afford to buy at 6.5%. So inventory is frozen. Prices are staying high. An entire generation is locked out of homeownership right now, which was once the main wealth-building mechanism for the middle class. Force number three, wealth is concentrating faster than ever. The World Inequality Report of 2026, released just a few weeks ago, found that the top 10% now controls 75% of all global personal wealth. The poorest half of the world hold just 2%. Just 2%. And the report says the speed of wealth concentration is only accelerating. Took decades for the top 10% to reach 70%. Then it took just a few more years to hit 75%. So three forces, dollar devaluation, frozen housing market, and wealth concentration, all happening simultaneously. And by the way, not just happening, it's all accelerating. All of them are transferring wealth from the middle class to the people who already have it. Now, we'll get to our next story here in a minute, but I want to share something with you before I do that. You've all heard us report the dollar is losing value every day. Our national debt is out of control, and you can bet no one in Washington or Wall Street is worrying about your finances or how you'll be able to afford retirement. That's why you and only you need to become financially independent. It's the only way to break free from the system. Now, if you're wondering how, here's a method that's been proven time and time again. Real estate has created more millionaires than any other investment type in history. And it's exactly how Natalie and I broke free as well. We're able to do this because we aren't dependent on a boss, the stock market, or whatever nonsense Washington triggers. And you can do the very same thing. Now, your path will probably look different from ours, and figuring out your next steps can be tricky, especially if you're just getting started. So we built a 60-second quiz that shows you exactly where you stand as an investor and gives you simple, clear next steps for moving forward. So stop wishing that you had a portfolio full of performing assets. Take action. Start building one right now, today. You can take the quiz while you're listening to this episode, okay? All you need to do is go to redacted.inc/quiz, and the link is right there on your screen. Again, redacted.inc/quiz. So who exactly is getting wiped out? Well, let me break it down. It's the saver, the person who did everything right, who went to school, got a job, put money in 401k, kept a savings account, and trusted the system. That person is losing right now because the system was designed to reward ownership, not savings, and nobody told them. Bank of America's study, again published this week, found that millennials and Generation X are expecting to inherit $18 trillion over the next decade. $18 trillion. That sounds like good news, right? Well, here's what that study, what that actually means. That wealth isn't being created. It's being moved from the generation that owned assets to their kids. But only the children of people who already had assets. So if your parents didn't own real estate, didn't own a business, didn't invest, then you're not inheriting anything. You're basically starting from zero in an economy where the starting line keeps moving. And some people will say, oh, but millennials, Gen Z, they're finally catching up. Are they? Because Forbes just reported that Gen Z is facing what they call a broken traditional path to prosperity. I mean, just think about it. No one wants to like leave college or get out of high school and think about like, that's what I got to deal with now. Homeownership is largely out of reach for these people. Like we know owning a home, most people now are waiting to the late 30s to even be able to afford to buy a home. In LA, Los Angeles, 99% of homes are unaffordable on a median income. Economic nihilism basically is gripping an entire generation or multiple generations. It's not because they're lazy. It's because the system has been engineered against them. So they have to maybe decide, instead of like working in the industry that they wanted, they got to move to like Omaha, Nebraska to be able to afford a home. Because here's the thing right now. The people getting wiped out aren't stupid. They're not irresponsible. They're following the playbook that was handed to them. Go to school, get a job, save 10% of your income, invest in a diversified portfolio. You've heard it all before, but that playbook was written in a world where the dollar was strong, housing was affordable, the middle class was growing. And I hate to break it to you, but that world doesn't exist anymore. I mean, just think about it. Like, you know, growing up in the 1980s, like it was a beautiful time, right? That era is gone. Now let's talk about why this wealth transfer is accelerating and why the timeline is shorter than you think. So for decades, the U.S. dollar has been the world's reserve currency. That status gave Americans a massive advantage. Dollars were in demand everywhere. Oil was priced in dollars. International trade was settled in dollars. That demand propped up the value of the dollar and made imported goods cheap for Americans. But that era is coming to an end, and BRICS nations are building an alternative as we speak. They're connecting their national digital currencies through a shared network designed to bypass both the dollar and the SWIFT payment system. Russia is already trading energy outside of the U.S. dollar. China is expanding the yuan's reach across Asia and Africa. And in 2026, India, which now chairs the BRICS meeting that's happening, is expected to formally propose a BRICS pay system with zero dependency on the U.S. dollar. And no one will shout more loudly and accepting of that than Russia and China. They'll be all over it. And here's why this should matter to you. Every dollar that moves out of the dollar system reduces demand for the dollar. So reduced demand means lower value. Lower value means your savings buys less. Your salary buys less. Your fixed rate mortgage payment stays the same. But everything else costs more. And the wealth transfer accelerates. And the people who are getting hit the hardest, it's the middle class, of course, because the wealthy don't hold cash. They hold assets. Real estate, businesses, and they borrow against those businesses and assets, and they pay zero in taxes on it because they're smart. They have equity that they use as leverage as well. So things that go up in value is what they own when the dollar goes down. And the middle class holds cash, savings accounts, fixed income investments that are denominated in dollars. And when the dollar weakens, the middle class absorbs the loss, of course. This is happening in slow motion, not in one like swift motion. It's more of a steady, deliberate erosion. By the time most people notice, it's going to be too late. So what do you do about it? Well, step one is to stop holding cash you don't need. You do need an emergency fund of about 3 to 6 months of living expenses. But that's it. Everything else is being destroyed by inflation and dollar devaluation. If you're sitting on $50,000 or $100,000 or $200,000 in savings because you think you're being responsible, you're not. You're feeding the wealth transfer machine. Your savings are being transferred to people who own the assets that your savings are too scared to buy. Next, you've got to start exploring ways to buy real assets, cash flowing real estate, not speculation, not hoping a property goes up in value. I'm talking about buying rental properties in markets where the numbers work, where the rent covers the mortgage, the taxes, insurance, property management, and still puts money in your pocket every month. By the way, you can work with our team. Just go to our website. Our team is ready to help you on that. I mean, our development team only builds homes in the best neighborhoods that have a beautiful internal rate of return, new construction properties. So just go to our website. We'll have it linked below if you want to book a call with our team. Because here's the thing about real estate in a wealth transfer economy. When the dollar weakens, hard assets strengthen. Real estate is a hard asset. So when inflation runs hot, rents go up. When BRICS de-dollarizes and the dollar loses value, your property doesn't lose value. Because it's not a dollar. It's a physical asset that produces income in dollars that are worth less to everyone else. But at the end of the day, these dollars still pay your mortgage. The Bank of America study I talked about earlier showed that wealthy families are accelerating transfers into family businesses and real estate. 23% of wealthy heirs are now inheriting businesses, more than double from 2024. So they're moving money into ownership. The middle class is moving into savings. And that's the gap. That's the problem. And the tax advantages, depreciation, repairs, property management fees, travel to your properties, all deductible. The tax code is written to reward real estate ownership. Use it because the wealthy sure as hell do. I mean, if you want to come meet our team in Texas where we build a lot of properties, fly down. That's all a write-off for your business. Come meet the team. We'll walk you door to door. You can see properties right there. You can see the businesses that are nearby. All of that's a write-off for your business, your investing business. So let me be clear about something. The window to act is closing right now. Today, you can still buy cash flowing real estate in markets that make sense, where mortgage rates are around 6.5%. That's not great, but it is the new normal. And if you're waiting for rates to drop back to 3% before you act, you're going to be waiting forever. Those rates are gone. The lock-in effect has made sure of that. Homeowners with 3% mortgages aren't selling. Many inventory will stay frozen while these prices remain high. And wealth is concentrating at the top at an accelerating rate. The dollar is weakening. Inflation is sticky. Every month you wait, your savings buys less. Every month you wait, the properties you could be renting, buying and then renting out are getting more expensive. Every month you wait, the wealth transfer pulls more money out of your pocket and puts it into the hands of people who already own everything. Also, I should point out on the mortgage thing, you know, yeah, it's 6% right now, 6 whatever. Like we just, you know, my wife and I just bought a property a few weeks ago and, you know, we're paying that mortgage, but we can refinance it. So if those rates do come down eventually, great, we'll refinance it. But in the meantime, like we've got another asset added to our portfolio. So instead of wondering whether you can afford to start, it's time to start asking yourself different questions. Can you afford to wait? What is the opportunity cost of waiting? Look, the 2026 wealth transfer isn't coming. It's here already. $124 trillion is moving. The top 10% already control 75% of global wealth. BRICS is building a system to bypass the U.S. dollar. Housing is frozen, and the middle class is getting squeezed from every direction. So you have a choice. You can stay on the losing end of the transfer, holding cash that loses value, following rules that were designed to keep you in place, or you can step to the other side. You can buy assets, generate cash flow, build generational wealth, and let those same forces that are wiping out the middle class work for you instead. So if you're ready to learn more and you want to check out this next video where I break down the fundamentals of the housing reset and the history of the mortgage rates, check that video out. In the meantime, thank you so much for watching, and we'll see you next time.